Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 6th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksuvos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Shnei Dayanei Gzeiros HaYerushalayim. There were two judges who officiated in Yerushalayim. This is in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Samagoros Gzeilos, Dayanei Gzeiros. They were judges for cases of robbery. Admon V'Chanan Ben Avishalom. These were the two. Chanan Amar Shnei Devarim. Chanan said two things in which he was argued with by a family of Kohenim, or the Bnei Kohenim Gedolim, as we'll soon see, based in Kohenim. Admon Amar Shiva. Admon said seven things where the Chachamim did not agree with, as we'll see further on in our chapter. Let's first look at what Chanan Ben Avishalom had said. What are the two things he said, which he was argued about, were by the based in Okoni. Mi shaholach lemdina sayam. If a person went overseas and he left his wife, v'ishtoi tabas mazanis, and the wife is now asking for food, she's asking for sustenance, maintenance in Beistin. And the halacha is that Beistin have the right to go down to the properties of the husband and start arranging food for her, start selling it off to get the food. But there's a machlokes. If we are going to make her give an oath, a shvua, that her husband didn't leave her anything for panosa, for her mazonos. Chanan omer tishova basoif. Chanan says that she should swear at the end, v'letishovot chila, but not at the beginning. What does that mean? The end, not the beginning. Rashi learns the end means after the end of the husband, if the husband's died, and she finds out, and she wants to claim her ksuba, she needs to swear that she didn't keep anything of her husband. Rambam learns, what does it mean, the end? She swears at the end. It means that when her husband finally comes home and he says, what does she want? I left her mazonos, I left her food. She has to swear that he didn't leave her anything. But, v'lotishova patrila, but she does not have to swear, give an oath, when she comes l'chatrila to take the mazonos. At the end, different story. At the end, either the husband comes back according to Rambam, or when the husband dies according to Rashi, there she has to swear, but not at the beginning when she first claims her mazonos. This is what Chanan said. However, when Nechluku Olav B'nei Kohanim Gedolim, the members of the Beis Din of Kohanim, that's what it means, the Beis Din of Kohanim, came along and argued with Chanan, and they said, Tishova v'tchila ubasof. She has to swear not only at the end, but when she gets a ksuba, but at the beginning as well, when she's asking for her mazonos, asking for her food. She cannot collect them by Beis Din unless she first gives a shvua that her husband didn't leave her anything. Omer Rabbi Dosa ben Horkanus kidifrahim. He says, yep. He says, the B'nei Kohanim Gedolim, that's the way to go. She has to swear both beginning and end. And yet, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Yofa Omar Chanan, he follows Chanan, that she should swear at the end, not at the beginning. Loi Tishova, Alabasayv, she only has to swear at the end when she claims a ksuba. But when she comes lechatrila to get a mazonah, she's not chayv to give a shvur. And that is the halacha. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that Beis Din would not give her mazonahs before 3 months had passed from the husband traveling overseas. Why? Because it is assumed that he left her, wouldn't have left the house completely empty. There would have been enough at least to keep him going, or keep her going for a little bit, for a few months. Mishnah base. Now we're going to talk about the second halacha of that Chanan ben Avishalom said. Again, which became controversial because the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, the Beis Din Kohanim, argued with it. Misha halach l'mdinas hayom, person who went overseas, left his wife without any sustenance, without any food, supplies. V'amad echad v'nes es ishtay. And a fellow got up, a good-hearted fellow got up, and of his own accord, he volunteered to support the wife. He wasn't asked to by the husband. Even the woman didn't ask her or didn't borrow it from her. He offered. Chanan omer ibid es ma'isav. Chanan says he's lost his money. Neither are the husband or the wife are obligated to reimburse him for the support he's provided. However, if she borrowed money for her mazonos with intention to pay him, then the husband is chayiv to pay for her debts. That, yes, However, the basin of Kohenim argued with that. And they said, Yeshova Kamahitza. He has to swear, the one who supplied the, who volunteered, has to swear how much he paid, how much he laid out for her, for her maintenance. The Yitol, and he can take and get reimbursed from her husband. Why? Because we say he wasn't doing it as a matana. We said he was doing it as a loan. Amar Rav Dosa ben Hokanus k'divrem. Dosa ben Hokanus said, yes, I support the opinion of the Kohanim Gdolim, of these children of the Kohanim Gdolim. I support the opinion of this Beis Din of Kohanim, and therefore he can swear, the one who supplied this can swear how much he spent and get reimbursed. However, Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, on the other hand, says, Yafa Omer Chanan. He says, no. He says, I agree with what Chanan said. Chanan said that what? That he's lost his money. The one who volunteered to support the wife without the wife asking him or the husband asking him, he's basically, he niach ma'oisav al kernatzvi. It's like putting your money on the horn of a deer which just scampers off and runs, and it runs away. In other words, a person who volunteers the money in supporting the wife without being asked, it's as good as putting his money on the horn of a deer, which runs off and it's impossible to get back. And this person has basically lost his money as well. And that is the halacha. The halacha is that it was no point of him to do it without being asked, because he's not going to get reimbursed.